This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a new paper out from the Center for Economic Policy Research and some others about Brexit and the British economy and how that has worked out for them a couple of years on now from actual departure. Not great is the layman's answer. Worse for trade, worse for financials, worse for immigration, just worse. Not everything, though, that ails the British economy is Brexit in nature. The UK is in the middle of the biggest national rail strike over there in 30 years. Others, bus drivers and garbage collectors among them, have walked out too. Teachers and even some government-funded lawyers are said to be thinking about it. The proximate cause? Inflation in the UK, sitting at 9.1%, there as here the highest it's been in 40 years. We all know the reasons why in both places, but as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from London, British workers are taking it out on the government.
In a protest organised by the labour unions, thousands of people marched through London last weekend calling for further action against the cost of living crisis.
The way that the prices, the gas, electricity, astronomical, absolutely ridiculous, and they've got to do something about it.
Protester Barry Todman. While inflation's running at 9%, wages are growing at less than half that rate, a recipe for disaster, says another protester, Philip Brand.
There's a real concern come the autumn that there will be civil unrest because people cannot make ends meet even though they're working.
He's a mental health nurse, earning, he says, an average salary, and yet he claims that he's even had to do without heating during cold weather. Alexandria Hassett, also taking part in the protest, has been hit harder by the soaring prices of energy and food. Unemployed, she's having a much tougher time scraping by on welfare of $150 a week.
How is it affecting your life? You're not
like
skipping
saying,
meals. You're not doing without food.
I am skipping
food.
Meals. I won't be eating until Monday when I get paid next.
It's now Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You're not going to eat until Monday.
No. The money's just not lasting me.
In a BBC survey, more than half the respondents said they'd bought less food or skipped meals to save money. Many, like 76-year-old widow Yvonne de Burgo, have cut back drastically on their social life as well.
I just don't have spare money to go out and have coffee with my girlfriends and have a laugh and a joke. And it's just making me so isolated.
She's angry the state pension on which she depends is going up by only 3%, while the Bank of England's forecasting 11% inflation by the fall.
They have no perception of what it's like to live on a fixed income with prices going up. Where are you supposed to get the extra money from?
The Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Where else? And here was Britain's finance chief, Chancellor Rishi Sunak, in Parliament doling out some extra money.
No government can solve every problem, but this government will never stop trying to help people.
Sunak has tried to soften the cost of living crisis with a $45 billion package of cash payments and energy bill subsidies. And he's now said that next year the state pension will rise to match the double-digit inflation expected in the fall. But some economists, like Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank in London, say all this extra cash will only make matters worse.
He's pumping money in to try and hold prices down, which makes no sense whatsoever economically.
Even more money chasing too few goods, the classic definition of inflation. On the other hand, says Paul Dales of Capital Economics, with the biggest fall in British living standards since the austere 1950s in the cards, the government had to act.
To help support households' incomes, which is important and necessary, and especially as it has been tilted towards the lower income households who need it most.
But the government's package won't fully offset the cut in purchasing power due to inflation. Certainly the protesters who marched through London at the weekend were unimpressed. Most of them public sector workers. They demanded that their pay keep up with the 9% inflation. Paul Johnson of the Institute of Fiscal Studies fears a wage price spiral.
But if all groups of workers manage to get big pay rises, then that's bad news for all of us, because that embeds inflation in the economy.
In a traditional display of worker solidarity, a brass band accompanied the protesters at the weekend. The march sounded reminiscent of the 1970s and the so-called Winter of Discontent, a massive upsurge of labour unrest also triggered originally by inflation. The unions are much weaker now, but some fear history could repeat itself. and that a summer of discontent is on the way. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.